Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Today, the story is the heat, and the heat is the story. Cooling centers, health warnings, gas drops back a little bit again. There's summer road work you'll need to know about. All of that and more. It's Thursday, August 4, 2022 in Western Mass. Partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 96, the winds are 5 to 10. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 72. The winds are 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 9, the humidity 50%. Now for Friday, for tomorrow, sunshine and clouds. Chance of afternoon storms, high of 92. The winds are 5 to 10. And for tonight, tomorrow night rather, scattered showers, low about 69, winds 5 to 10. The movie in the park scheduled for tonight at Myrtle Street Park has been canceled due to the extreme heat and inclement weather. The series will continue Friday the 5th at Nathanville Park, showing Space Jam, A New Legacy, at 8:15 p.m., the event providing an opportunity for the whole family to be together and enjoy a movie under the stars. Nice. Traffic traveling westbound on Route 57 will be unable to take the exit ramp to northbound and southbound 159 from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. An exit ramp of Route 57 will be closed today and tomorrow for a paving operation. Drivers will be rerouted to Route 75, that's the next exit, of course, and then to Cooper Street to get back to Route 159. Detour signs will assist drivers in getting around the work area. Belchertown Department of Public Works will be conducting road work on Allen Thursday and Friday between the hours of 6:30 and 4 p.m. both days. Allen Street will be closed from Pondview Circle to Sherwood Drive for reconstruction. Emergency vehicles and residents that live in the area will still have access. Northampton follows suit to all the other cooling centers that have opened up, and Northampton has opened its cooling centers today through Sunday at the following locations. Forbes Library, 20 West Street, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Lilly Library, Meadow Street, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Senior Center on Conn's Street, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Manna Community Center, 48 Elm Street, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for tomorrow, Friday, Forbes Library, 20 West Street, 10 a.m. to 6. Lilly Library, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Senior Center, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, Forbes Library, 10 a.m. to 6. Lilly Library, 19 Meadow Street, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Manna Community Center, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, Northampton Police Department Community Room 29, Center Street, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Lilly Library, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hampden County Sheriff's Office opening its all-inclusive support services center to members of the public seeking relief from the extreme heat today. The center located at the W.W. Johnson Life Center building on State Street in Springfield, but the entrance is accessible from the parking lot at 28 Buckingham Street, and it will be open until 4 p.m. Thursday. In addition to being an opportunity to keep cool, the center will also offer water to help keep folks hydrated. Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has issued an air quality alert Thursday due to an expected increase in the ozone levels. The air quality alert has been issued from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. today for eastern Hampshire and Hampden counties, southern Worcester County, central and southeastern Middlesex County, and Essex County. The air in these counties may be unhealthy for sensitive groups, including people with heart or lung disease, including asthma, older adults, children, teenagers, and people who are active outdoors. MassDEP says those that are impacted more by poor air quality should reduce their time outdoors Thursday and watch for symptoms of coughing or shortness of breath. East Hampton will open its cooling center due to the heat and humidity today and tomorrow. The Public Safety Complex at 32 Payson Avenue will be open to the public 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Space available inside the main lobby and face coverings will be available for individuals who wish to have one. Drinking water will be available to those who use the facility. Average price of gas approaching $4 a gallon nationwide, part of a nearly 60-day decline from unprecedented spikes earlier this year. However, experts say Mother Nature may have other ideas and send prices back up in a hurry as the Gulf Coast's hurricane season picks up. As of Wednesday, the national average for a gallon of gas was $4.16, the latest in a 50-day decline, according to data from AAA. Numerous states, predominantly in the southeastern U.S., are already below $4. The lowest average price is $3.66 in Texas. GasBuddy noted that much of the recent decline is likely tied to fears of an economic downturn. As the saying goes in Washington, D.C., never let a good crisis go to waste. The U.S. will declare a public health emergency to bolster the federal response to the monkeypox outbreak that has infected more than 6,600 Americans. To people familiar with the matter, made this announcement today. The announcement will free up federal money and other resources to fight the virus, which may cause fever, body aches, chills, fatigue, pimple-like bumps on many parts of the body. The people spoke on the condition of anonymity ahead of an official announcement. The monkeypox virus spreads through prolonged and close skin-to-skin contact, including hugging, cuddling, and kissing, as well as sharing bedding, towels, and clothing. The people who have gotten sick so far have been primarily men who have sex with men, but health officials emphasize that the virus can infect anyone. Well, we're going to hold right here and hope that you can stay cool and hydrated through this unprecedented heat that we're experiencing. And I hope that you're with us for our next program, which will be tomorrow on Friday, and available to you online, of course, on demand, night and day here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.